This podcast of Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
If you are a St. Joe alumni, listen up. This pertains to you. I have Bob and Dennis sitting in the studio with me, troublemakers. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Staying warm?
Trying to.
Working on it, yeah.
All right, so this is kind of a cool concept that I think you guys are going to best explain. First and foremost, I'm going to throw it to you if you don't mind, Dennis.
Okay.
I want you to tell me a little bit about your history.
My history?
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it all.
More pertaining to St. Joe High.
Of course. I started teaching there in 1960 and left in 87, and during that time I directed the variety show and the musicals and the choirs.
Okay.
And as a result of that, I sort of stayed hooked with the music department and then came, they woke me up and I came back.
Uh-huh. And you came back in what form?
I came back resurrected as a producer of Encore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a semi-annual, it seems to be, a show that we put on for the benefit of the St. Joe Public School Foundation.
And that's kind of where you come in, Bob.
It sure is.
So what's even more fascinating, though, is he was your teacher, right?
He was.
I tried.
I graduated in 1971.
Okay.
And I was in choir 3 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the great thing about Encore is all of us come back because of what Dennis did for us and the mentorship he gave us and the fun we had with choir and doing showtime and doing musicals and things like that. It's a lot of fun. But last time, I think we had 165 alumni come back.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And even more, I guess, pertaining to what we're talking about today, you're on the board, the foundation.
I am on
board.
The board of the foundation.
Okay. And what all...
So is Dennis.
Okay. And the funds that we raised from Encore go back to the foundation then?
It does. In the past two shows, we've raised a total of $150,000 for the foundation, and we hope to top that this time.
That is awesome. And for anyone who doesn't understand what the foundation helps with, can you give us an example?
The foundation is the academic booster club for the school system.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way that the state of Michigan funds schools, the money that we get back per pupil just doesn't make ends meet for a district like St. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So the foundation was formed in 1996, and over the years we've given back $3 million for the academic programs in the school system through grants and through special projects and things of that nature.
Things kind of like Encore.
Well, right. Encore gives back, which is everybody comes.
I mean, now, this is a pretty cool concept because you don't hear about this happening, I guess, in other school districts or school, I guess, boards.
It's kind of unique because we've got a real great tradition in the fine arts department and in long history. And
yes.
Not every school has that.
Yes.
They've either changed people often, and so there's just not continuity.
Now, you made a good point that they have the longest standing variety show at St. Joe.
As far as we know, it's the longest continually running variety show in the state of Michigan.
Right.
Okay. When does their variety show take place every year? Just out of
curiosity. Usually in February. It was when I was here, and I think it still is.
It still is.
Now, before we get into the details on how, if you are a St. Joe alumni, how you can apply to be a part of mm-hmm. Encore, I'm curious, you as a producer, Dennis, what are some of the things that I guess you look for when considering the show?
Well, obviously variety.
Yeah.
Dancing, singing, drama skits, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the whole topic.
This started as a pretty cool concept as well as thinking, okay, we're going to make the people do what they did in their variety show
yeah.
when they were in high school, but that has since changed.
It has. We've opened it up a little bit. We've done two great shows in that concept, but we're opening it up. If they still have the talent, go do something for us that you can do, you know, without repeating.
Do we stick to a theme or do
nope.
we...
Well, there is a theme this year. This year, I'm calling the show a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to show the current students how it can be done
yeah.
And how you can leave your mark on the school. And okay. these kids are coming back. Kids, they're 80 years old, some of them.
I love it.
Yeah, coming back to do that.
So if you're listening and you went to St. Joe High School, between what years are we allowed to?
In the 50s through 2010.
Through 2010.
Right.
Okay. How do I audition?
Well, you can first of all go to the website of Encore, which is www.sjhsencore.org, and there's a ton of information on there, plus the audition sheet, which you would fill out. Mm-hmm. Send it in, MP3s or DVDs, or call it in on the phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And from January 1st through April 1st, we will be taking auditions. And then I have a very esteemed committee that sits down and looks at it and decides if you're any good or not.
Does it have to be a certain time?
We like them to limit themselves to 3 to 4 minutes each. That way we can get 25 acts in usually.
Okay. Now, you said that there was lots of people that have, I guess, auditioned for this in the past.
Yes.
I guess, how many do we actually count?
Last year,
to?
We had 40. Last show, we had 40, I believe, audition, and we took 21 or 22.
Holy cow.
It's pretty incredible what some of the graduates from St. Joe High School have done. We've had people appear on Broadway, movies, and commercials, and producers of other programs, television programs. It's really an amazing alumni base that we have to show this.
I think that's kind of what makes it all come back together, though, is I think a lot of kids, once they finish high school and do things like their variety show, it gives them even more ambition to move on and see what they can do afterwards. And then this then brings them right back to where they first originally hopefully gathered the passion for it then.
The school has allowed us to spawn an awful lot of talent with our orchestra, our bands, our choirs. Just incredible, and our drama department.
Well, what's great about this is you have until April 1st to, I guess, get your audition in, which means you can practice for a few weeks before you submit your audition.
Well, the last show, they were practicing on the phone from Chicago, and one was in Greenland or something, so they were doing their rehearsals on the telephone.
Okay, well, I'm not from St. Joe High School. I did graduate from St. Joe
Tickets
High School.
Tickets are $10, $25, and $75.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, is when can we go and see all this happen?
You know, I don't know. Well, the date of the show, August 17th and 18th.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet when ticket sales are going to begin. They're going to be done online mostly.
So you guys will come back and tell me all the details regarding when we can go and see the show if we want to go and watch it. You do two different showings. You said, again, August 17th and 18th.
Yes.
I know that's a long, long, long time, but just mark it down on your calendar if this sounds like something fun that you would like to go and see, and they'll tell you more details. But in the meantime, again, if you are a St. Joe alum from 50s all the way up to 2010, they have made it very simple for you to audition. It's not just one-day audition. This is open, go to the website, find the form, and put in some kind of video or telephone audition. Right. Any, I guess, tips you might give them, Dennis?
I can be had for $25.
Write the check to Dennis.
I guess that's the A game.
So how many of the people are part of the foundation?
I think there are 18 on our board of directors. Bill Marone is our president. Dennis is the secretary. We have a strong group of very dedicated people. Everybody has their passion for the St. Joseph Public Schools, and we give our time and our efforts on various committees, and we get the job done.
Well, thank you to the both of you, as you are going to be, again, be producing, and you are also going to be hosting, Bob.
I am.
He's really the co-producer. He's my beneficiary.
You guys make the show come together.
We do.
How long does the show actually last, typically, give or take?
Well, 2.5 hours is ideal. Okay. No more than that.
So you kind of play the, this is who is coming up next. This is when they graduated.
Right.
This is what they're going to be doing on stage for you.
We bring back alumni MCs from prior shows.
Okay.
In fact, the very first alumni MC is...
Gary Sprunger.
Gary Sprunger, who did the very first variety show in the 1950s, and he's coming back again this year.
Very fun. Okay. Anyone that you think will audition that we can look forward to, or maybe anything from the past that stands out?
We're working on a couple people that have not been in our shows, the last two shows, but I don't want to give it away quite yet.
Okay. Okay. Anything that, like...
Some returners, we hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Some returners, we
returners.
Hope. What about... What year? When did you graduate? Did I ask you this already?
Oh, I didn't... When did I graduate?
When did you teach? When was your teaching span?
Well, I graduated in 56 from LaPorte High School.
Okay.
And I taught here 1960 through 87.
Have you stuck around the St. Joe area since then?
Yeah, because then I went to work at the hospital, and now I teach computers to seniors and do encore shows.
Okay. Very good. What about you? Same thing? Stuck around?
I'm a lifelong St. Joe resident. Actually, my dad was mayor of St. Joe for a while, and I've been practicing law here for 40 years this May.
Very cool. Well, congratulations to both of you, and I want to say thank you for making this possible right here in St. Joe. If you are, again, a St. Joe alumni and you have a talent, can it be outside the box? Can it be, like, different and quirky?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now she talks our language.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe you can sing, maybe you can dance, maybe you can do magic, maybe you can recite something.
My ultimate
backwards.
Goal is a roller skater throwing flames.
With a baton.
If you want to secure your spot for sure, just make sure that you are a roller skater throwing flames. Okay, so you have through April 1st to get your audition in. Come back and see me a few more times before April 1st.
We'd love to.
Get the casting call out one more time.
All right.
And additional details at sjhsencore.org/ is that just Encore? Can we just go to the St. Joe website?
It's also on the foundation website or the St. Joe Public Schools website.
Perfect.
You can get there anywhere. We've got a lot of links.
Easiest way.
We'll get you there.
SJHSEncore.org. That is where you can find all the additional information regarding how you can audition. Am I missing anything, guys?
No.
Okay. Well, keep in touch, and I can't wait to see. Hopefully, you will eventually start, I guess, giving us a little bit of info as who auditioned, okay?
We called
Tina. Gotta have us back.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for coming to see me this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.